After the chaos of October's CNBC debate, the newly culled Republican field met last night in Milwaukee to focus on ideas. But were the Fox Business moderators able to get straight answers from the candidates on important issues? Reason TV sucked out the hot air and drilled down to the substance to give you the top three worst and best moments of the third GOP debate. Coming in with the third best moment of the night was Rand Paul, who finally came out of his debate hibernation to cast a shadow on the GOP's Warhawk faction.
You can be strong without being involved in every civil war around the world. I wouldn't arm our enemies. I wouldn't arm ISIS.
Even the Donald kind of sort of defended Rand, though mostly because he wanted to attack Jeb Bush.
I read about the rebels. Nobody even knows who they are.
We have to get smart. We can't continue to be the policemen of the world.
But the rest of the field gave the third worst moment of the debate, launching a barrage of promises to keep the bombs flowing and the boots grounded.
I know that the world is a safer and better place when America is the strongest military power in the world.
No matter the lives lost or the money spent.
Very quickly.
We have to make our military bigger, better, stronger than ever before.
We have to be involved. We should have a no-fly zone in Syria.
The Kurds have asked us to arm them for 3 years. We're not, I would.
In the Ukraine, arm the people there.
And I might also put in a few more thousand troops into Germany.
Jordan, we want the king to reign for 1,000 years.
We must have the strongest military on the face of the planet, and everyone has to know it.
Coming in at number two among the night's best moments was the candidate's focus on simplifying the tax code so that it doesn't favor wealthy, politically connected organizations.
I'm going to fight as hard as I can to make sure that we shift power away from Washington, simplify the tax code, to spur economic activity in this country.
There are more words in the IRS code than there are in the Bible.
You have to strip the corruption out of the tax code to pay for it. You have to know where every single dollar is being spent.
Unfortunately, that bit of sanity was balanced out by a fresh round of crazy about immigrants, which provided the debate's second worst moment.
The wall will be built, and if you think walls don't work, all you have to do is ask Israel.
And I will say the politics of it would be very, very different if a bunch of lawyers or bankers were crossing the Rio Grande, or if a bunch of people with journalism degrees were coming over and driving down the wages in the press.
See.
The best moment of the night came with the Republicans' forceful arguments against crony capitalism and the growth in government that fuels it.
Well, first, Obamacare has to be repealed. It is crony capitalism at its worst.
The candidates pitched an end to government that picks winners and losers.
The truth is the rich do great with big government. They get in bed with big government. The big banks get bigger and bigger and bigger under Dodd-Frank, and community banks are going out of business.
And it hurts the poor and the middle class much more than it does the rich.
Climate change.
We've had a 10% reduction in carbon emissions, and it isn't because of Solyndra. It isn't because of the central planners in Washington, D.C.
And finally, batting cleanup with the worst facepalm of the debate was Ohio Governor John Kasich, whose vision of presidential leadership is to abandon all principle and reason during times of crisis.
When a bank is ready to go under and depositors are getting ready to lose their life savings, you just don't say we believe in philosophical concerns. Philosophy doesn't work when you run something.